From Michigan Radio, I'm Lester Graham with Michigan Watch. The unemployment rate in Detroit is nearly double the statewide rate. Detroit residents need jobs. But too few people have marketable skills. In the first of a series of reports for the Detroit Journalism Cooperative, we'll take a look at what it takes to go from out of work to trained and employed. For 30 years, a group in Detroit has been training people to go to work as machinists in IT and beginning this year in healthcare. William Jones is the CEO of Focus Hope.
When folks come out of here with that Focus Hope stamp of approval, you can be certain that you're getting somebody who should work out pretty doggone well in your workplace.
But there's a lot to learn before getting to the workplace.
Yeah, is everything up?
It's a little hard to hear, but this class is learning to read a gauge.
Very good. 358,000.
This is critical stuff. When you have to measure a piece of metal being turned on a lathe or milled down for a part that has to be accurate down to a thousandth of an inch, you have to be able to use tools such as the micrometer, caliper, inch gauge machinist measuring tool. Just being in this class puts these students ahead of the crowd. Depending on the class, only half to two-thirds of applicants are accepted. Many fail the drug test. Only about 80% of the accepted applicants pass the entrance exam. Rashida Godot is the Director of Workforce Development and Education at Focus Hope.
Although they may have a high school diploma, many people are placing below 12th grade math and reading, in many cases at 4th and 5th grade level. So that seems to be a big challenge.
Those who don't pass the exam do have the option of basic courses to get up to speed. Fatima Mixon is a student machinist who got through the entrance exam. She says there was still math waiting.
And they teach you, fresh you up on your math skills and make sure you got everything down pat. They make sure you know what you know.
You sound confident.
Yes, I am. I like it. I'm very, very proud of the decision I made to come through.
Most of these students pay little or nothing to take these classes, but getting through the application process and passing the entrance exam are just the first couple of hurdles for some Focus Hope students. Some are homeless. Some don't have the appropriate clothes to go to class or to go on a job interview. Some need eyeglasses. Some don't have a way to get to class. Focus Hope either helps directly or works with partners to get students what they need to live and to get to class. The idea is you can't successfully train someone when everything else in their life is working against them. Fatima Mixon was given bus passes and transfers so she could make it to classes. In Detroit, even that's something of an obstacle. The bus system is not always reliable.
Basically, you have to do what you got to do to get where you want to be. And if that means you got to leave out the house an extra hour, hour and a half early to do what you're trying to accomplish, then that's what you have to do.
Mixon told me she's determined to get that certificate to become a floor machinist. She says, yeah, the machinist training is important, but so are the soft skills. Students learn everything from how to properly shake hands to working as a team to getting through a job interview successfully.
I've tried to go out here and just get a job, and it's harder, especially if you don't have too much work experience, by me being more so of a stay-at-home mom, so I have a sketchy work history. But getting a training and, you know, going through the interview process and they help you out with all of that type of stuff, it helps. It helps.
We decided to follow Fatima Mixon to see how it goes. And tomorrow we'll talk to her family about her decision to get this training and how it's affected their lives. With Michigan Watch, I'm Lester Graham, Michigan Radio News.
Support for the Detroit Journalism Cooperative on Michigan Radio comes from the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, Renaissance Journalism's Michigan Reporting Initiative, and the Ford Foundation.